Time once again to speak to our good friend Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American and joins us every week here on Monday here on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. And start of another week. It was a green week.
Yeah.
Lots of St. Paddy's Day over the weekend. So that's always fun to corned beef, cabbage, and green beer. But now we get on to more serious stuff. Unfortunately, there were a couple of accidents in Canaan this week, one a fatal and one in which the car went through the glass at the laundromat, a vehicle went through. And then poor David Jackier, who's lost two cows due to snow on the falling through the roof. So tough week in Canaan.
Yeah, that was a real tough week. The resident of course, Gear Village, who got in that accident, and you know, it's really tough when you hear about, because the Jackiers and all farmers like that take care of those cows like they're family. They really do. Right. And when they lose them, and they lose them to something like that, it's just devastating. And I don't think, unless you're a farmer or you've seen farmers react when this happens, it's devastating. It really is.
It is. But I did speak with David over the weekend, and I must say he's taking it well. He said, you know, very sad, very devastating, but we move on. And that's the attitude of farmers. I mean, they face so many obstacles in their work. So this was just sad, very sad. Yeah. Okay. We are starting on budgets. Budget season is high and mighty right now. The Region 1 budget has been set, and the hearing is on April, let me get this, make sure I have it right, April 6th at 7 p.m. The budget is up just about 2.2%. And as usual, some schools, some towns see an increase and some see a decrease. This year, Cornwall is getting hit the hardest. And it all goes back to how many kids are enrolled at the high school. So, but every town is talking about their budgets. So stay tuned.
Yeah, and you know, in Norfolk, they're not part of Region 1, but their school budget to send students to the Northwestern Regional School is jumping 5.2%.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And they're also talking again, regionalizing those Colebrook and Norfolk schools, aren't they?
Yes. Those talks are back on. I don't know how hot they are, but they are back on.
They are back on because, again, enrollment is so small that they have to be creative, I guess, and think of ways, because per pupil costs are going through the roof. It's not always great to have tiny, tiny classes. It's better to have kids being able to, interact with more kids sometimes. Yeah. So educators will tell you. We had a big meeting on Saturday in Lakeville at the Town Grove. There were about 100 people there to talk about the future of Lakeville. And a lot of attention has been paid to Salisbury. And now with the plan of conservation and development coming up, in the next few years, everybody is looking at Lakeville and how, what can be done to spruce it up and bring more vitality there. So Colliers Engineering and Design was hired with ARPA money, and they have been working, their consultants have been working in town for about 4 months. And on Saturday, they hosted a meeting at the Town Grove, brought out, as I say, about 100 people, and they talked about the things that they feel are important in Lakeville. A lot of it was centered on traffic, speeding, and the hazards. And there are, many intersections, especially 41 and 44 there. People are very concerned about that. Speeding through the town, lots of trucks have gone off the road. And then a lot of talk was on a community park and how maybe to enhance that, put parking there, safe walkways to places to walk, especially to the Grove. So it was an interesting session, good turnout and lots of conversation. And now the engineering group, they're still open for comments for the next 2 weeks, and then they will put in a report.
Well, Ruth, you know, you look at Lakeville, and just upcoming, you've got two new restaurants that are upcoming. You also have the affordable housing, which is upcoming. There's a lot of big projects. Now, Lakeville already has turned into a pretty bustling town because of businesses. And in the next year and a half, 2 years, you're going to have that. You're going to have the housing. You're going to have the restaurants. I mean, there's a lot going on in Lakeville right now.
Yeah, all eyes are on Lakeville. You're right. And that brings us to tonight. There's a planning and zoning meeting to talk about. So I guess they're going to vote on the former Chinese restaurant plan. So if people are interested, tune in to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting tonight. And he's got some great plans, Mr. Colgan, for, as we talked about, Marshall, you know, putting apartments in and then a ice cream shop in the front and just, I mean, basically cleaning it up. It's going to be so much better than the eyesore that's there now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, of course, maple syrup season. We had Audubon do its Maple Fest last week, and this past weekend, the Ridgeways opened their sugar house for tours. So people were visiting that, and nothing like the sweet smell of maple syrup permeating the air. And then speaking of planning and zoning and POCDs, Falls Village is going to hold the same type of meeting next week on Saturday from 10 to noon at Kellogg School, where they will talk to ask for input for what people want to see for the future of Falls Village. So those are always good meetings. People should go and talk about what they want, and it's their towns, and they should have input and let people know what you want. And then we had a story, COG, Northwest Connecticut Planning Regional Planning Association, is Northwest Hills, I should say, Council of Governments, is thinking about moving. They are currently in Goshen at the Marketplace area, and they're outgrown their space. So they're looking at renting some space at Ed Advance in Litchfield. And they're probably going to move ahead on that pretty quickly. You know, Marshall, it just makes me laugh. When I first started in this, there were the small COG, our 9-town COG.
Yeah.
And we would sit in the little, they had an office at the library in Warren. And 9 of us would sit around a tiny space. And then, of course, they merged with Litchfield Hills Council of Governments. And then, so now we have 21 towns, and they moved into this larger place in Goshen and have outgrown it already. So they're looking for more space, and looks like everybody's on board there. So interesting. And yes,
I was looking at the Republican American, and once again, they had a meeting in Norfolk about speed limits, and 360 people were in favor of lowering the speed limits. And that's in direct response to what they're still dealing with from that gasoline truck rollover.
Yeah. Speeding is an issue. People were passionate at this meeting on Saturday. They're really well, I'm sure you've seen it. You know, cars coming through from Lakeville to Salisbury, zooming down Main Street, especially coming from Millerton down that hill. You know, that's a big one with trucks. Now more trucks on the roads. People are very upset. And that took up a lot of time on Saturday, discussion on traffic. So, and they, you know, it's enforcement. Got to get out there and make sure that people know that this is not acceptable. Everybody points to Egremont, and everybody said, we don't speed in Massachusetts. In Egremont, we know better, as they are strictly enforced. So, and looking ahead, we have I think the Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen Finance are meeting tomorrow in Falls Village. The Sharon Board of Finance held a meeting this past week to talk about the education and school budgets. And we have the Canaan budget being presented on the 22nd. That's on Wednesday. And Salisbury Economic Development Committee is commission is holding a meeting on Thursday at 5:30 at Zoom to talk about connectivity, which has been a topic, obviously, in many towns now, and how to maybe help to increase it there. Sharon is moving along with its plan, and I think all the other towns are going to have to come on board.
Yeah, and a reminder, what you already talked about in Falls Village, they have that town workshop plan coming up on the 25th, which we talked about a little earlier. And how about Sharon? They started the construction already on some of the internet service that they're going to add. And now Cornwall is going to get high speed internet from Opt Online.
Yeah. There are trucks all over the place putting up poles and wires. And they're out there. I mean, they've talked about this for years and years. This having internet is just another utility you have to have to bring businesses and residents up to this area. And some people are still without anything.
Yeah.
And the other point is the, cell phone service and how dangerous it can be if you have an accident and can't reach anyone. So, I mean, these are things that really quality of life issues that have to be addressed.
All right. Well, a lot going on coming up, and also reviewing. I'll tell you what, It may be the end of winter and heading into springtime, but it's almost like we're almost up to summertime activity.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we've got to start putting on the running shoes and getting out there, because it's happening. And people are itching to, the COVID still is with us in some respects. So people are anxious to get back to as normal a lifestyle as possible. And I think we're going to see more and more activity this summer to make up for what we lost.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good week, Ruth, and we'll check in with you. I should rattle you up and get you out of bed on Monday morning next week as well.
That you do. Okay. Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care, Ruth.
You too.